Welcome back to Focus with Paul W. Smith, Sandy Barua, your broadcast intern sitting in for our friend Paul. Up next, I am so pleased to have Kevin Johnson, the CEO of the Detroit Economic Growth Corporation. Under Kevin's leadership, you have to say that Detroit has experienced an amazing renaissance. Job creation, employers, businesses moving in, capital investment, businesses large and small have moved into the great city of Detroit. And Kevin and his team at the DEGC have been at the center of it all. And the DEGC works so closely with our statewide MEDC and our regional Detroit Regional Partnership, the Detroit Regional Chamber, Visit Detroit, and so many others. So Kevin Johnson, welcome to Focus.
It's good to hear your voice, Sandy, and thank you for having me on the program.
Well, absolutely. So in 2024, Money Magazine named Detroit one of the best places to live in the United States. And that doesn't happen by accident. What are your reflections in your role as the head of the DEGC in making, you know, this incredible trajectory that we see in Detroit possible?
Well, I think there are this confluence of ideas and investments and the will to drive our city to the proper, its proper place in the society of cities, which is Detroit has been and is one of America's great cities. Now, what we've had to do through all of the challenges that have been well documented is power through the negative and focus on what makes a good city a great city. That means investing in neighborhoods, investing in its infrastructure, providing the services that Detroiters deserve, stabilizing the financial condition of our city and the city government. These confluences of things has allowed us to put a new narrative out into the marketplace. And now the consideration is what a great place for us to come build our families, build wealth, build our companies because of the investments that Detroit has made in itself. Show me a great city, and I'll show you a great city that invests in itself.
Kevin, you talk about the negatives, and you mentioned the word narrative, which I really appreciate. As you travel the country, how has the narrative about Detroit changed?
It has changed in a way that, quite frankly, I'll be honest, Sandy, I didn't expect it to change so dramatically, so fast. When I first joined the DEGC, I told the mayor that he wouldn't see me much. And he's like, what do you mean? I said, because I got to go out and tell a different story. And I can't just talk to people who are living in Detroit. I got to go tell this story to people who are considering this as a potential location to invest. So when I say change the narrative, it was truly saying to those who would give us an audience that we are doing things differently. You got to believe it. You got to come see it for yourself. And when you experience what we have witnessed, we meaning those of us who live here, and you're not from this area, and you see everything that you thought you were going to see no longer exists, then that led to us being in a space where we can qualify what we've been speaking about. I'll tell you another thing, Sandy, mm-hmm. And there is very positive vibes about what people have been saying about us in the national media, whether it's our football team, whether it's the run at the playoffs that the Tigers made, whether it's the 700,000 people who attended the NFL draft. you know, us being named the number one Riverwalk in the United States, us being named the number one public square in the United States, you start building and stacking these wins. And now it goes from curiosity to I got to come see.
Well, that is, you know, it's what you guys have done, what you have led has been incredible. You know, you mentioned the neighborhoods, and that is such an important point because so many people focus on the incredible success of downtown. But the success in the neighborhoods, you know, I think we have to admit, has come a long way, but it's mixed, right? What's next for Detroit's neighborhoods?
Well, our thought, and we've been sticking to this from day one, at least in my tenure as president of DGC, is that neighborhood commercial corridors and facade improvement programs to assist small businesses are going to be the point of the spear in making sure that neighborhood rebalancing, redevelopment has to take place. So we have a facade improvement program that we manage. We have Motor City Match, which most 80% of the entrepreneurs that are part of the Motor City Match program, they're investing in neighborhoods that they grew up in. We have to make sure that the public infrastructure that's in place is stabilized, and Mayor Duggan and his team have been so determined and with this effort that I believe you're seeing the strengths of the neighborhood come back into view and to focus because of these types of investments. Because as you know, Sandy, Detroit is made up of its neighborhoods. And they're as important as downtown, if not more important. More people live in the neighborhood than they do downtown.
Yeah, unless our neighborhoods are successful, our city is successful, our people who live in the city need to be successful, it is all an ecosystem. And you mentioned Motor City Match, and unfortunately I have to wrap up here, but you mentioned Motor City Match. That is such an amazing program. You guys have done so many good things for small businesses in the city of Detroit. I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for your incredible leadership of the DEGC. I want to thank you for your friendship and partnership. And I want to wish you a very, very happy holiday. Kevin Johnson, Detroit Economic Growth Corporation. Thanks so much, Kevin. All right, next up, Devin Skillian.